never actually ran the 10K, unlike Alec, who we've got on the line in Tilney St. Lawrence, but I've always been there. And I can't wait to welcome you across the line, sir. Are you looking forward to it?
Well, that's if I make it across the line. But yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, it'll be my third gear run. So, as much as that'd be lovely to see across the line, I'm hoping to get across the line. So, yeah.
Training hasn't really gone to plan, though, for you, has it, thanks to COVID?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the predicament we're all living in at the moment. I worked all the way through the pandemic, never got a single touch of it. And then all of a sudden, you go, you know, come out of lockdown, as we supposedly did. And about 7-8 weeks ago, I come down with it quite badly. Used to suffer with asthma as a kid, and that's brought the asthma back. So breathing wise and, you know, CB fitness wise, which is what running is, been struggling a bit. So built myself up to around 7K, and then I've just done park run on Saturday around the walks, and smashed out the park with a PB of 1:20 off. So I'm kind of all guns blaring, ready to go on Sunday.
Good feeling. I hope you're going to take it easy around Kingsley.
Well, I'm hoping to. I don't want to be, you know, collapsing on the line or anything like that. So, I'm going to try and set myself at a steady pace, which, you know, I've been working on a lot because, you know, if you can get in that sort of wrong crowd, you know, you can start kind of wandering off with people who are too quick for you. So just try and keep a steady pace as a goal and, you know, hopefully make it across the line in one piece.
There's going to be someone in your faults, though, that's totally going to keep you going.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's been keeping me going in training. That's what's kind of been keeping me very motivated. Last year, it was quite well known that Kings Lynn and West Norfolk lost a absolute legend of the ends, as everyone's called him, and you know, I think that's probably the best way to call him. Lee Cowan, you know, absolute local legend. The word can't be used enough, as a legend he was. I am running the gear on Sunday in aid of the 856 Foundation, which was set up in Lee's behalf. Definitely, you know, having him in the back of my mind. Well, not the back of my mind, because, you know, he'll never be put there, because as the, you know, the flag that we always carry around Kings Lynn watching the football games with us, you know, he's always going to be forever with us, because, you know, he was the captain, as he's known of between us Lynn fans. An all-round absolute top bloke. Would do anything for anyone. You can't speak highly enough of him. You could speak to anyone who knew him, or had passed him, or he'd spoken to for literally a two-minute conversation, and they could probably speak a million words for him, because, you know, the guy, you know, was harmless in a way.
I know that he would have definitely kept you smiling despite Lynn sitting where they are in the league.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have thought much of where we are at the moment. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, he's still kind of keeping interest at rest. I'm sure that there'd have been a few Larry away days, as we call them. Definitely him drinking his red wine, which he was famously known for. I'm sure that he wouldn't be thinking much of Lynn's situation and that his favourite player left us, but, you know, which was Michael Gash, and, you know, he's another Lynn legend. But, you know, the thing is with Lee, he was always smiling, always happy, and like I said, he'd do anything for anyone. So, you know, hopefully this Sunday I can do a little something for him and get across that line in one piece and, raise as much money as we can for the foundation.
Alec, we wish you the best of luck. What's your shirt number?
Hang on a minute. That's on me somewhere. I am number 4638.
We'll look out for you. I'll see you across the line. Good luck. And I'm sure that everyone will be behind you.
Yep. Thank you, Simon. Cheers.